quick comment as we enter into these discussions. If, in fact, you feel that you are going to discuss an individual or we're going to discuss an individual, we may, in fact, go into executive session to protect their rights, but currently we don't have anything like that scheduled nor any thoughts about it, but we're going to try to tell that to everybody as they come in. So let's proceed. Go ahead, Renee.
Well, looking at, I kind of looked at 2010 and this year, and I'm actually doing a lot better on the budget than where I was last year.
Okay.
So I feel good about that.
Okay.
Especially when you don't know what's going to come up, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I had, if we stick with last year's budget.
Okay, so 2011 approved.
Right.
Okay. So the first number I show on salaries, the total number. Do you have a total?
I don't.
Okay. Last year's approved, I show a total of salaries of $243,672. Now that is with these individuals right here. If you can see it all right here, I'll highlight the individuals there and there are funded. There, and there are funded. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Those. That.
Well, actually, they all were. We just thought that we were going to operate with one less and did not.
Right. So, is that number right? Is this what you get paid?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So, 243 seems to be a good number, then, is what I'm hearing. Right?
Right.
I mean, it adds up.
That included all?
So, yes, 243 is a good number. So I think since we're all in agreement of the $243,672 for salaries, I'll just input that number.
So
it's not 268 as we led to believe, but it's actually 243,672. Okay?
All right.
If we go on to the next department, the next subsection, which is office expenses, what do you see in that, Renee?
Okay, I don't have what you have.
Well, let's share.
Okay.
This is what was...
Show him, by the way, what you do have, because I'd be interested in what you were given by...
Okay, this is just like what Rick sends us every month to show us where we are.
Okay.
So it's okay. All right. So apologize.
This is the approved one here. Let me just highlight it so you can we know where we're talking here. There you go. That's what we're going based off of, okay?
Okay.
We had budgeted $50,000 total in office expenses. We didn't know if there's a way that we could look at those areas and cuts. And the question is, the major cut in this whole department is the supplies and freight.
Right.
Is there any reductions that's possible in there?
Yeah, we could do that.
Is it possible?
It's possible.
Is that too deep? $30,000, what is the recommendation? Or just asking, is that too much? I mean, because you're... That's what you spent in 2010.
Right.
You spent this in 2009.
If we buckle down, yes, I believe we could do that.
Okay. Well, let me look at here. You know, we probably could give her $5,000 back.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Go to $35,000 in that line item?
Well, with what's happened.
With what's happened up here on the above.
What do you think, Ron?
$35,000, Ron, in that line item.
No problem.
Okay. We've added, you know, some telephone expenses, some legal notices, all that stuff adds up to that new subtotal of total office expenses is $41,800 now.
Got it.
Moving on to the next section, we did not touch what you requested versus what you spent last year. The same as 11.
As what 11 was approved.
Yep. And we go down here to make training and mileage and expenses. We put $1,700 in there because there is some expenses that you guys are incurring. So that's the $1,700 we put in there, okay? And then the big section, which is the big money part, is repairs and upkeep. We left it at $75,000. Okay. The utility, electricity bill, we believe with the projects of EPM going on, we believe that we'll see a $50,000 in 2012, a $50,000 reduction in more in 13. So we took $50,000 out of there based off the EPM project. Is that you?
Yeah.
Kind of based off what you're knowing, that's the timeline.
You got the number, because I got 100.
We're taking I have a total of 300,000.
What was it before?
In 11, it was 350.
Yes, it was. Yeah. Oh, but projected 12 is where you're coming from, Danny.
Right.
You had 400.
Oh.
Yeah.
Projected.
Right. So with the 300.
Okay.
Yeah. 300.
We left your water sewer the same, and we didn't touch anything else the rest of the way down, Renee.
With the exception.
No. The renovations are going to go into capital improvement. The EPM project, we were going to originally put in your budget, but really it's a capital improvement because it's going to go with the building and stay with the building. So that the remaining part of that project is $225,000, which will go into capital improvement, but it'll be designated for
that purpose.
For that project. I hate to use word earmark, but it'll be designated $225,000 with the remaining part of that bill. And if anyone's listening, it's a 6-year, four and a half year payback.
It's $95,000 a year, supposedly.
Yeah, so it'll pay itself back. So anyway, the new subtotal of that subsection is $414,500. Total expenditures is $763,720.
Is it $414,500 or
$404,500?
$414. Okay.
So the total building and ground expenditure is $763,720, which is a 7% decrease over last year, which I believe is right in the meaty part of what we've asked for. What's your thought on that, Renee?
I think that, you know, I definitely want to do what I can to help,
okay.
And I think that, especially on the supplies and freight, I think there's ways that we could cut down, and I think that will work.
Good.
The rest of it looks really good.
I mean, it doesn't immobilize you. I mean, you still have some money to do some the upkeep around the property and
right.
all that, which is important for us. So, I mean, the biggest thing you're going to see is the supplies and freight. You're
right.
going to have to figure out a way to either utilize better buying discounts or something because.
Right.
Well,
yeah,
so you're good with that?
I'm good with this.
Well, let's just mark it down that way then.
Well, thus far,
I'm going to put a big old star by your name saying complete. You're in the final draft.
760372?
Seven.
I'm sorry.
763-70.
760. 372.
Right.
Well, okay.
That's a 7% decrease in the budget. Good start, Renee.
Okay.
Is that it for her?
Thank you, Renee.
Thank you.
See you, bye.
All right.
You're going to pursue that other for us just so we'll be sure?
Yes.
If not, then...
We need to make sure.
Okay, I will.
All righty then. We're going to have some discussion about the next before that begins. What number are we looking at?
Who is next? IT. Mm-hmm. IT is in the 135 department.
I've got IS. All right.
Same deal.
I understand.
What we had percentage wise requested?
About 20% more. That's a guess. I don't have my calculator.
19.05. That's a good guess. I mean, I can tell you where the chunk is. GIS. It all comes in GIS. Now, we kind of, I wouldn't say we reported the GIS upgrades that we're talking about in two areas, here and in the other line on 114.
Are they identical? Or is it split?
Well, it's if you look at it, it's a $70,000 increase.
Which line are you on?
Line 135-30-011.
Okay, got it.
1,011, it's 71,000 in 2012 request.
That, and if you jump down to total other expense, there's a huge increase there as well, 35,000-36,000.
And that fell within the some software.
Professional services, pictometry, I have written in. Because we jumped from 2,000 to 25,000. County website's jumping from 300 to 5,000 too.
Right, that's the new design that he'll talk about. What he wants, what we need to do.
Well, quick question is, how do we get to the 5 to 10% below 11?
Well, an easy way is don't fill the mail clerk position.
It's in here.
Yeah, it's on that reports to IS.
That's
doesn't get us there.
Not even close. Well,
I thought that was going to change.
Well, it is, but we haven't. We got to talk about the open position. I mean, the reality is we could cut training back a little bit. I mean, they didn't use it all anyway. At least I show they didn't use it all. And if we're trying to budget actuals, then of course my report. How old is your printout, Ron? How many months ago is that?
It's 5.
Yeah. I see if I got anything new.
Of course, the only difference is that would be is the amounts that have been spent this year. The other figures should be the same. Ah, should be. Oh, that's it.
I am. What I don't have is year-to-date numbers, which would be a whole lot easier because that would only give us basically 15 more days of discussions.
Can you get that in there?
We need to turn this
on. Well, why don't we do this? Wait for Mark to get in here. So this is wait for 5 minutes. We can just take it off. Take a 5-minute break here because he'll be here at 11:30.
Let's stand in recess till 11:30.